It's always good to be and gather with the church, and so it doesn't matter where you're at, but praise the Lord, we got Fellowship Hall to sit in while we get the AC fixed in the sanctuary. And so, but don't forget, if you are about our streaming platforms, if you are at home and you're unable to make it with us, you can join us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or even the phone live stream. And so if you need that number, let us know. You can message us, and we'll get that to you. And don't forget, this week is it this week primetime or is it next week? Next week. So, yeah, my days are off. So be sure to sign up for that by the bulletin board at by pastor's office. No? Not no sign up? Oh, it's potluck. So bring whatever you want. Is that what it is? All right. So if you got any questions about that, see Miss Pat Gaddis. And don't forget to our, for Wednesday, and I believe as the following, I think 3, maybe 4 weeks, we're going to be meeting in here as it takes time for them to replace the unit and get it in. And so this will kind of be the new norm for a little while. So be flexible. And hey, it's all about Jesus anyway. It's not about where you're at or even if you got AC, because he didn't have it, right? So, also don't forget, we have Awana coming up in September. We still need volunteers. Please see the volunteer sign-up sheet for that by pastor's office and look for ways that you can serve. And if you have any questions, you can talk with Ms. Linda Smith about it. So, let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's get started with our service. Lord, we thank you for this time together, and as we gather here to worship you, God, we give you all the glory. God, thank you for your grace and mercy in our life, and Father, one day we will get to see you, and we look forward to that day. There'll be no more suffering, no more pain, no more sickness, no more tears. And Lord, as we look forward to that and we hope in that, God, may we be faithful to go forth and spread the gospel to those around us. We thank you for this time together. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Brother Mike.
Good morning, all. And as Brother Matt said, it's a little different, but it's a whole lot cooler. And the other difference is I won't be calling out, well, I might call it out, but it won't do any good, hymn numbers, because you don't have a hymn book. So sing with the words on the screen, if you would. And since you just stood, would you stand again and sing Stand and Amazed in the Presence? And it is hymn 547. Oh,
turn with me in your bulletins to our missionary moment. I'm not going to try and pronounce her last name, but Miss Nita. She is serving in Southeast Asia, and she works among the remote people groups in the mountain communities. And these communities are extremely poor, and they lack clean water and sanitation, something that we often take for granted. Working with local believers, her team uses these projects to open doors for the gospel. Let's be praying for her and her team as they minister to people there, and that God would use them in a mighty way to further the kingdom. And continue to be praying for our Moldova missionaries and our local partners, that they would catch the vision for their own people, and pray that they would take ownership of the task and taking the gospel out to the lost, which is also our task as well here in the States, to be sharing Jesus with those around us. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, we thank you for the work of our sister in Christ, Miss Nita, and what she's doing in the communities in Southeast Asia. God, we pray for the people there as they struggle to find clean water and sanitation. Lord, how spoiled we truly are here in this country. We take it for granted. We complain when we don't have these things, and Lord, these are given to us. But Lord, we pray for these believers here in Southeast Asia, God, that you would equip them and use them in a mighty way for your kingdom. God, help us to be kingdom-minded as the missionaries here and Miss Nita and her team are. Lord, that they would continue to share Jesus with the people and to see the people come to know Christ. God, that you would use and bless the works of her hands for your glory as they build your kingdom. And we pray for the Moldova missionaries. God, that you would use them in a mighty way to partner with local believers, and that they would also gain the vision and mission to share the gospel with those around them. And Lord, help us to do the same here in the States. God, that we would be mindful, that we'd have gospel conversations, that we would not allow fear to be what holds us back, but a love for our neighbor and for you, Lord, to go forth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And also, don't forget, you can also, for our offering, you can, as you leave the door, the offering plates will be there on the table. If you need envelopes, we can get those to you. But as you walk out these doors or the sanctuary, by the sanctuary doors, there should be offering plates out there as well. One quick announcement I wanted to make was, parents, for our kids' Sunday school, we're going to have a new curriculum coming out, and there'll be more of that in the newsletter. But I want to encourage you to check it out. It's called God's Kids, and so the teachers and I have looked at it, and we're excited about it. I think it'll be a great opportunity for the kids. And so if you have any questions about that, let me know. And also, the backpacks for Christmas, the Christmas backpacks, we do not have those yet. We will have them next Sunday, and so you'll be able to pick them up then. And if you have any questions, you can call the church office, and Miss Amy can give you more information about that as well. But with that, let's join in our next song, Have Faith in God.
Have faith in God.